Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Arizona, home to the world's largest solar telescope, located 1.3 miles above sea level at Kicks Peak, southwest of Tucson.
We do have great skies here.
We have great skies, and that was something kind of new. Each rejoiner, we had some different little history or fact to Arizona. Let us know if you think that would make a good addition to the Arizona Hour. We thought it was going to be fun. It might be a little too much. We might have to do like two a show instead of four a broadcast. Not that we'd run out of content, but you pack too much in, you forget what you heard.
There you go.
Let us know if you like that addition. Other topics you can hear here in the 7 o'clock hour coming up. My curiosity was fighter jets. Remy and I were talking about planes, and there was a little prop plane, a fighter jet, and he was asking about how the dog fighting was, and that to me is extremely fascinating. Here we are, World War I, less than two decades from the first flight of the Wright brothers, and how did they sell this? All right, Johnny, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna stick you in this airplane. You're going to have no air conditioning or heating, so you got to put on huge layers of jackets because you're going to be thousands of feet in the air. You've got no music, no major navigation. And when you see the bad guy, shoot him down,
before
we've got it
you.
Timed so that the bullets fly between your propeller that's keeping you in the air. How do you sell that? So it got me thinking, we have Luke Air Force Base right here in our own backyard, and where I live is underneath a flight path. So on Mondays, we get to see the F-150 or F-35s all day long doing their flight pattern. So we've got Jerry, a listener of the program, who's out there at Luke Air Force Base, put us in touch with the PR department. We're going to have someone from Luke Air Force Base come in and talk about the development of the fighter jet from World War I to today's modern fighter jets. We've got a series on horses that we're going to be doing throughout the year, ending with the last one, all the people from Arizona who have made it to the National Finals Rodeo. And then next week we've got the Titan Missile Museum going down to Tubac, near Tubac, where our Arizona staycation winner is traveling next weekend. And Roger, when you're in that part of Arizona, what else hits your bucket list for Tubac and the surrounding areas?
Well, I love the Tubac Presidio. I love just walking around the old plaza in the village, head down to the mission. The Juan ends a trail that the trail connects the mission to the Tubac Presidio, because the Presidio was built to protect the mission. Afterwards, I've not done the mine tour, but you can actually tour a working open pit a copper mine down there near the Titan Missile Museum, which the Titan Missile Museum, you'll have a blast with them. It's a great place to visit. So, there's just so much incredible history down there. You can get down to Pina Blanca Lake, which is a beautiful little lake nestled down in the canyons there, and head on down to Nogales if you want some really incredible Mexican food as well. So you just can't go wrong any of that area down in the Santa Cruz County.
And at the Tubac Presidio State Historic Park, they say, come experience 2,000 years of Southwest living.
Yeah, because, this was they've got a really impressive display of history that just covers a wide range of, and this was our first European settlement there, but there's so much history going on before that and stuff, because, it was the Santa Cruz River Valley, so water brought all sorts of activities and folks.
Now, you've talked a lot about Arizona. I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about yourself. And congratulations on being nominated into the Arizona Tourism
Hall of Fame. I'm a Hall of Famer. I should start charging for these appearances.
Well deserved.
Well, thank you. That was it was an incredible experience. They tricked me. Actually, to get me there, the governor's tourism conference, they have that every summer. It's a really big event, and then they end with this gala dinner, this big banquet. And so my friends in Cochise County kept invited me, said, hey, come be our guest. And I go, nah, I don't really do galas. I don't do banquets. You see how I dress.
I do boots and burgers.
Yeah, exactly. So they kept inviting me, and I kept turning them down. And finally, they had somebody called me and said, idiot, they want to acknowledge you. So I go, okay. Okay. So I go. So I think, well, acknowledge, that means at some point the MC will say, we've got
Please
some
stand.
Special guest in the audience, and I'll, you know, wave, get a round of applause. So they do that, you know, in the evening. There's some people from the governor's office. There's some state senators there. They all get, you know, acknowledged. And then I get skipped. I get ignored. I'm just sitting there. Well, why the heck did I come? And so finally, it's the time for the last award to put someone in the Hall of Fame. And this video screen comes down, and there's Wyatt Earp from the OK Corral, and he's reading from Boots and Burgers.
Oh, that's
And it's
good.
Like this five-minute video of people from all over the state reading from my books and talking about my articles and how much they meant to them and stuff. And then they introduce me, and it's this big standing ovation. I go up, and I'm like just stunned, and I, you know, I say a few words, and they give me a award. And I'm dressed like this. I mean, I'm in hiking boots.
They wouldn't have
jeans,
recognized you otherwise, Roger.
Exactly. And, you know, it was just great. So I'm the 25th person in the Arizona Tourism Hall of Fame. So
well, there you go. Congratulations.
I know. Thank you. It's very nice.
Sign up to win a staycation at rosieonthehouse.com/staycation and go experience one of these great Arizona locations, treasures. And you can do that if your house is up to shape and in par. And we dive into that next, starting with your trees. We're talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, followed by our open line hour, and then plumbing systems of your home, all here on this Saturday morning at Rosie on the House. Roger Naylor, thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Good to see you guys.